Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we're doing Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, which is a Si'if Beis, or the beginning of Si'if Beis, in Simin Reish Nun Gimel. So we've been talking about Shehiya. Now we're going to talk about Chazara, putting food back on a heat source on Shabbos itself. So you take out some chalent from the chalent pot, and you take the chalent pot off the blech or off the crack pot or whatever, and then you want to put it back. So what are the conditions that are necessary to be allowed to put it back? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Kirashi Grufu Ketuma V'natal Kedir Me'al. So first thing is that the kira is grufa ketuma, that you've swept out the coals or that you have covered them with ashes, which our version of that is that you put a blech on it, right? That there's something covering it. Afilu b'Shabbos, even if it's, and you took the kedera off of it, even on Shabbos, mutalach zira, you could put it back on Shabbos as long as it meets the following conditions. So one of the conditions we already mentioned, that it's got to be grufa ketuma, that it has to have a blech. Second, kolzman shirotachas, that it also still has to be very hot. And va'odabiyado, it still needs to be in your hand that you're holding on to it. And the Mechaber says, v'loi nichal gabe karka, that you didn't place it down on the ground. The Mechaber doesn't require it in your hand literally, just say you not place it on the ground. But the Ramah says, no, it's not good enough to not place it on the ground. You actually have to have it in your hand. And then the Ramah adds, v'daita lachzira. And you also have to have in mind that you want to put it back when you first take it off. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, sivkatan nun beis, shigrufu ketumah v'leinu garfu. If it's not garfakatum, if you don't have a blech, then you're not allowed to put something back on an open flame, even if putting it back on the fire is going to ruin it and it's going to get all dried up and shriveled up. Still, you can't put stuff on an open flame on Shabbos. Afilu b'Shabbos, the low tem, don't think that this heter only works if you took it off on Erev Shabbos and you put it back on Erev Shabbos before Shabbos started, when it's samach l'chashecha, kamashman demutalita. You keep taking more challah and put it back, more challah and put it back on Shabbos itself, no matter how many times. So as long as it's still hot. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that's a little bit of a misleading line. This idea that it needs to still be hot is not like the other conditions that are outlined in this sif. The reason for all the other conditions of Grufa Ketuma and Daita L'Hachzir and Odabiyado, that's because those are conditions necessary in order to do Chazara. But as far as this, that it still has to be hot, it's a totally different story. It's because he's talking about a liquid, and if it's a liquid that has cooled down, it's going to be an iser bishul to put it back again. Because we're going to see in Siman Shin Yuches that if you have a liquid that has cooled down, to put it on a heat source is mamish bishul. That becomes bishul. And we're going to see later in that if it was once cooked and is still somewhat warm, it's not fully cooled down, then you could avoid that iser bishul. So according to that Ramah, it does not need to be rotachas, so it does not need to be boiling. Va'oda biyado, we said it still needs to be in your hand. It means that you never let go of it. From the time you took it off, you took the crock pot out, till the time you put it back in, your hand is on it the entire time. The Ramosh has a discussion, what if you put it down on the ground, but you keep a hand on it? So in the Dirshu quotes Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chel, in the big tshuva to Rabbi Eider, that's considered od biyado, and the Rav Eliashiv disagrees, and Rav Eliashiv holds that no, if it's resting on the counter and you're just touching it with your hand, that's not called od biyado. Od biyado means you are holding it. In America, certainly, we're knowing to be making like Rav Moshe on that as long as you're still touching it, as long as you still have a hand on it, at least when it's on the counter, we don't put things on the ground anyway, when it's on the counter and you're still touching it, that's called od biyado. Ula afuke minichal gabe mito safsul. As opposed to if you placed it down somewhere, then it would be the same as putting it on the ground. That's going to be also debatul la hashia rishona, because its initial cooking on the stovetop is gone. So when you put it back, it's not like chazara, like returning it to what was. It's like a brand new act of putting it on a fire, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The Chum only allowed returning, which means a continuation of the previous act, but not to just put something brand new on the fire on Shabbos. Avshe kvar nispasha kol tzarka, even if it's already fully cooked, ve'imber menadim mishum esu bishul, and it's not going to therefore be a violation of bishul, mi'kal makom kibin shum amidu b'makom shederech levashel shom tamid, nirekim evashel lechadchi lebishabbos. Since you're putting it in a place where you're always cooking things, it's what we call mechsi kimevashel. It looks like you are cooking, so even though you're not actually cooking, because there's no bishul, it's already fully cooked, and it's not benefiting from going back on, but if you put something on, lechadchila on Shabbos, that's a problem of mechsi kimevashel. And then the last condition was v'dayto lachzira, sivkat nunvav, hadam, that you had to have in mind the whole time that you want to put it back. Hatam gam kin kanal, shalidei zelo bata adayin shirishona shehisha osa, alakim vodyam kimashay dayto lachzira shalot etzdanein. This is for the same basic reason, that it therefore is continued, it's considered a continuation of the previous shehia, because in your mind the whole time you were continuing this shehia. Avalim b'tchilak shenatal lohaya dayto lazeh v'shuv nimlach lachzir tekev. But if when you first took it off, you were not thinking that you wanted to put it back, and then you say, oh, I have nowhere else to put it, so I'm just going to put it back, then asr afshalin yechal gabi karka min etayim. Then it's going to be asr even if you didn't place it down on the karka in between, davli kamoshu l'chadchila b'shabbos, because that's like you're putting it on the chadchila on Shabbos. Vayim beber alacha sheivenu harbi merishonim shemekilim bald miyado afilu ein dayt lachzir. He says, even though the Ramah seems like that all of these are required, it needs to be Odu Biyado and Daito Lachzir. In the Bir Alach, you'll see that there are many Rishonim that hold that even if it's not Daito Lachzir, but it's at least Odu Biyado, you still have a hand on it, we could be making. Or vice versa, if it was Daito Lachzir, even if you didn't keep a hand on it, and in times of need, we can rely on that. In the Bir Alach, he elaborates, he says, you know, that the Beis Yosef thinks that you need all of these requirements, because all he was able to find is a Sefer HaTruma who holds that Daito Lachzir alone is good enough, even if it's not Odu Biyado. So Bir Alach does something unbelievable. He says, yeah, you know why in Shulchan Aruch it says you need both? Because the only Shita that the Beis Yosef was able to find that holds you don't need both is a Sefer HaTruma. So the Bir Alach says, well, I was able to find a whole bunch more Shitos. Chidush Aran, B'Shem Hara'ah, Shilti Giborim, B'Shem Riaz, Hachra Sami'iri, Tosus Rosh, Reish Bametomnin. So he says, since I found so many more Shitos in shown him that hold that way, I think we could rely on that. That one or the other is good enough. That Odu Biyado or Daito Lachzir, not as a lechachila, but as a b'diavad, that one can rely on that. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch further, V'davka al gaba avalatocha asur. This allows putting it back on top of the kira, but not inside, which is a critical chiluk. To place something inside of an oven is going to be much more problematic. Now, a tanur, which we already discussed, we don't have a tanur nowadays. All of our ovens are a kira, but a tanur is going to be so chomer that even if you do garv v'katum, it's not going to help. V'adin l'chofa chimasiko begeves. And a chofach is a type of stove that has the status of a tanur if it's fueled with gevetz ve'etzim. But again, we don't have that nowadays. Says the Ramah, v'dafka shatavshul mevushal kol tzarcho. Another condition that needs to be fulfilled, it has to be fully cooked. Va'oz mutar lachzir afilu l'kira acheres, and then you're allowed to put it back even onto a different stovetop. Avil nonus bashal kol tzarcho asur afilu lo sekira. If it's not fully cooked, you're not allowed to put it back even on that very same kira. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nazayin, V'davka al gaba, Hainu al ovi dof nosem min lemayla, that on the thickness of the walls above the level of the stove, o shesham kisoy al chalala v'amid akadera al akisoy, or you put a covering over the hollowed out area inside the stove, and then you put the kadera on top of that kisoy. V'afilu imtala kadera l'toch avir akira, u'ktasim v'nosem bolten min lemayla, kadera chakadera shakatar min lemayla. Even if the bottom of the pot is sticking inside the cavity of the kira, but there are parts of the walls of the pot that are protruding above the cavity of the kira, that's called al-gaba. That's not called l'tocha. L'tocha means that the entirety of it is submerged inside the cavity of the kira. L'tocha means that it's sitting on the ground of the kira. Why is Latocha Asr? Because that's the way people normally cook. So Nira Kimavashel, then it's a violation of Mechsi Kimavashel. It looks like you're cooking it. And if you have the type of stove that doesn't have an inside, Elim Shutos V'tochen V'gaben Echad, they're flat, and therefore the Toch and the top is all one thing. A hot plate doesn't have an inside, right? It's you just put something on top. Then it's Mutter, because you don't have a toch inside of it. This might be an issue with the warming drawer, right? That a warming drawer only has a toch. It doesn't really have an algav, right? As opposed to a hot plate, which has an algav and doesn't have a toch. And if there's an esh and the kira, we'll have to get to that in Simen Shin Yud Ches. Ubetanur, and then we said a tanur is more chamer. Afilu husak b'kasha v'gvava. Regardless of what you fuel it with, it's going to be problematic. But again, we don't have a tanur nowadays. V'adin lechofach. Now lo hutra chazara l'kuli almel begruf or betanur v'chofach shavlim rav lo mani grifa k'dal b'siv alef. The reason that a tanur and a chofach doesn't help is because you need one of the tanoi hachzara. One of the things that allows for chazara is garuf v'katum. But we already learned that you can't do garuf v'katum on a tanur or a chofach because they don't have. They'll retain the heat. That garuf v'katum doesn't help with such items. But again, we don't have those things. We only have a kira nowadays. Our ovens have a status. Our stoves have a status of a kira, so we don't have to worry about that. Sivkat and samachal v'davka shatavshil. And when it says that's only if the tavshil is mufushul kol tzarcho, what's the Rama going on? Kaya reisha. He's going back on the reisha. Domer afilu b'shabbos mutalachzira al gabe kira kshagdei rotachas. That even on Shabbos you're allowed to put it, something back on the stovetop when the food is still hot, but that's only if food is already fully cooked. But if it's not fully cooked already, then you might still be violating bishul by putting it back on the heat. Meaning, everything we're discussing here in Rishon Gimel has to be only in a Drabanan. So we're talking about what are the ways to work around the Din Drabanan. But if you have something that's not fully cooked and you're putting it on a heat source, you're cooking it. That's Daraisa. So all the Gruf of Ktuma and Taitalach, Zero Dabiyah, it doesn't help when you're dealing with Bishul. Finally, Sivkan Samach Beis, Afilu Kira Acheres. You could even put it on a different Kira. Even if the second Kira that you're putting it on, you're moving it from one heat source to another within your kitchen, and the second Kira you're putting it on is hotter than the first one. Your hot plate is one of those Israeli hot plates that are boiling, boiling hot, much hotter than your low flame crock pot. Right, and even that's mutter. Mikamakam lavi b'chal chazara v'shari. That's not a violation of chazara, and it's mutter. Aval l'mhaisa b'tchilu t'munu b'davar she'ena mazav aval b'shabes balo shiv l'kira. But if originally it was just wrapped in towels or something, and now you want to put it on a kira, only hipuch mikira latmana, or originally it was on a kira, and now you want to do a different act called hatmana. You want to insulate it. Aser, that's going to be aser. Dizeu pula chadasha. So it's ironic to move it from my crock pot to my hot plate, that's all the same thing. That's called putting it on a heat source. So that's all of that is chazara. But to do it from chazara to a hatmana, from a hatmana to a chazara, that's going to be problematic because that's a new act. And on Shabbos, you're not allowed to insulate even with something that's not Mosef Hevel, even with something that does not add any heat. So to summarize what we learned today, if you want to take food off of a heat source on Shabbos and replace it back on the heat source on Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch told us, certainly if it's a liquid, it has to still be hot. Otherwise, it would be a violation of Bishul. But the other requirements are, it needs to be Grufo Ketuma, right? You need to have a blech on it. The second requirement is that it needs to be Odubiyado Drama, so it still needs to be in your hand, which the Mechaber didn't say that. The Mechaber just held, you can't put it on the Karka. Third requirement is it needs to be Daito Lachzir, you have to have intention to put it back. Fourth requirement, Drama adds, it has to be Mvushul Kol Tzarcho, it has to be fully cooked. As far as requirements, two and three, do you need both Odubiyado and Daito Lachzir? So the Bir Halacha quoted that there are many Rishonim that say that you don't need both of those things, and therefore, B'diavad, we have what to rely on. And then at the end we learned that if you don't have to put it back on the same kira you took it from, you can put it back on a different kira, but you're not allowed to do a totally new and different act like hatmana when something was sitting on a kira from before. Okay, so Bezram, tomorrow we'll continue in this Rama.